You're listening to WNRBLP Wausau 93.3 FM. Free people, free radio. Conversation Digest is on right now. The live portion.
Who's the microphone assassin, huh? You are. Of course you are. You get out there and do your stretcher stuff.
Each and every week at this time, Conversation Digest live at this point in time. Had the rewind going on just a few moments ago. This is your gateway to the weekend, as well as Verbal Extravaganza, Ambience for the Soul, Friday Night Without the Lights. What else? What am I missing here? Verbal Extravaganza. Did I already say the gateway
Party
to the weekend?
Party Central.
It remains Party Central as well. I'm the condition, your host, Dr. Rents here, K-Man, Shoehorn, Chewbacca. He is the hairy beast that knows no end to his excessive hairiness. How do you live with yourself? I mean, I'm not trying to... No, that's really mean. I apologize. So we've got a huge episode. This is your annual cold and flu episode. Do you have those sound effects cued, by the way?
Yeah. No. Yes,
well,
I do.
What were you going to say? Actually, what? We've done this 5 years in a row.
Well, Halloween stuff, too.
The Halloween episode is next week.
Oh, okay.
That would be next week, so...
It's closer to that time,
then? On the cusp of Halloween... I'm in a foul mood, I apologize preemptively, but according to the confliction, the condition's brother, some of the best episodes ever were when I was in a horrible mood. He says when I try to be nice, it's not good, so...
Can you name one instance when we've had a show where...
No.
You've not been in a horrible
but
mood?
That's how the show operates. I'm like the young, handsomer version of Don Imus that doesn't say things that are going to get me in trouble. I can't handle being... You know, you turn on the radio, this delusional state of happiness that you hear on most FM morning shows, that's why I can never do morning radio. I would never do it because I couldn't fake that. I'm not going to go on there and do a disservice to humanity, those local listeners, and by acting like I'm happy when I'm not.
Plus, it involves getting up like at 5.
Yeah, and that I will not do. I get up in there early afternoon or late morning. Shoehorn, how about you? What's your sleep patterns look like besides 12 hours a day?
I usually wake up by 8 or so in the morning, regardless when I go to sleep.
You lazy SOB. How about you, K-Man?
Well, I woke up at 3 p.m.
Yeah, but then you take a nap.
I didn't take a nap today.
Oh. So I hear you're abandoning the station at 11, right? Because you have plans tomorrow? Pick it up. High energy. What are you doing tomorrow?
I'm driving. I need to be up by 10.
Are you going
golfing?
Wrong
kind of driving. Driving on the road.
All right, I'm done with that story.
Okay,
so no
I'll see you later.
Cold and flu episode, we'll do that in just a bit here before we're going to do the... Right now, we're going to do the... what we saw on the way to the studio. And then a bit after that, we're going to do the I Don't Give a Crap moment of the week, Dr. Rent's number of the week. And then I've got a bunch of tirades about how I am so angry about everything. WNRBLP.org for live broadcasting. Do you hear... Is when you listen to WNRBLP throughout the week, do people talk about WNRBLP.org?
Vaguely.
Broadcasting live, 24/7, on live stream.
I usually listen on Friday nights.
That is not true. People listen. No, but WNRBLP.org, it's a great way to hear Conversation Digest around the world. Tuscany, Italy, Nantucket, Illinois. Otherwise, maybe in Saskatchewan, Canada, New York,
they
New
have
York,
the internet in
Boston,
Canada?
Massachusetts. Don't be a bigot. What's wrong with you, man?
It wasn't bigotry.
Well, French Canadia, you want to make fun of them? You talking to them?
I was wondering if they had
you talking
it.
To them? So you can hear Conversation Digest or any WNRBLP program, unless someone trips in the wire or what have you, because that seems like that... Why do I not have internet access on my smartphone?
I don't know.
Do I have a smartphone? What is this?
It's... Yeah.
Can I get you to check to see how many... And what is this hideous picture that's on the corkboard? I'm sorry, I don't mean to apologize... I don't mean to offend the person that's... Oh, that's not bad. Do you have it going? Answer the question on your own thing. Okay. I don't mean to offend the person... Oh, you know why I know what's going on here. The person that drew that picture, are they listening right now?
I don't know.
Well, because you probably said, hey, look, I'm going to get the condition angry by showing you this hideous picture you drew. Because that was not drawn with... That couldn't have been drawn with seriousness, because no one would draw that seriously and try
it's
to...
It's got a cigar.
Well, what it was I was instructed to draw something, and I ended up drawing, like, a cat, tiger, snake thing.
Oh, you drew that?
No, I drew, like, a different cat snake.
It's ugly. I'm not trying to be mean, but it's hideous.
And then the person that told me to draw like a tiger to start with worked off my tiger snake.
How long is this story? No offense.
To draw that in the moment. All right, the story's done.
Okay, Aesop. Well, no, I mean, it's an intriguing picture because it's an ugly cat with an ugly snake body, and it's a rattler, by the way, right, Shoehorn?
Yeah, it's like a rattlesnake cat man.
With a cigar. I don't see a cigar.
It's in its mouth.
What kind of...
Off to the right a little bit.
What kind of friends do you hang out with where you have little parties and you draw pictures and you stay within the lines with crayons? What's going on around here with you? Are you falling apart, man, socially?
No.
Where are your priorities? Why weren't you... You should hang out with the K-Man and myself on occasion because, you know, we have toxic friendships. Dr. Ren, do you have toxic friendships?
If you avoid friendships, you avoid toxicity.
Exactly. So therefore, if you have a friend with Dr. Ren, it'd be toxic. That's how it is with the K-Man. That's how it is with me. Dr. Ren, are you going to spread that on Facebook, that picture of that ugly cat
Twitter,
snake?
Actually.
Oh, all right. I just hate it. I don't like it. And if the person that's listening hears me saying offensive things about it, I don't care.
See, I was happy that... It was thought that picture was thrown away and destroyed, but it was found earlier today.
Well, someone should torch it. K-Man, whenever there's something going on and I say, well, what should we do about this? He just says, let's burn it
down.
Burn
it. Just burn it.
So, hey, what should we do about that ugly, filthy picture? Let's just burn it. Is it charcoal? Is that what it is or what it is?
Yeah, it's charcoal.
It's hideous. Sweet little willow pop.
If it's charcoal, it will burn.
My adorable, well, plus the paper helps, but my little schnauzer could draw better than that. What's going on with sweet little willow pop, by the way?
She's happy.
That pile of sticks in the back. No, she's not. Are you kidding me?
Schnauzes.
She does schnauz constantly. It is her birthday this weekend. She's a birthday girl.
Oop, then she's got to go to Chippewa Falls, too.
No, yeah. She's not going there.
We're having a
birthday
celebration.
Because it's my birthday this weekend as well, and the conflictions. Silence.
I'm fine
silence.
With the conditions, but not the confliction.
You just keep on talking. Unbelievable. Well, wait a minute. What about the confliction?
I'm fine with your birthday, but not the confliction.
Okay, enough with the whole, with the rivalry between you and the confliction. You're about 90 miles away. Neither one of you has girlfriends, which is your own fault. Shoehorn, no offense, because you're perpetually single as well. It's not that hard. You understand there's a billion women out there. Of which maybe 30 million or 500 million are single. You get that.
I have a feeling this is going to become a recurring topic.
Well, how hard is it to find a girl to date? You know, some idiots just find out a way, you know, well, we can pay a girl to go out with us. You two schlubs have... I'm sorry. I'm in a horrible mood. I'm so sorry.
What if I paid
I'm
someone?
I'm so sorry.
That'd be something completely different
I
than a
so
girlfriend.
I am so sorry. I don't mean to be so irate and
you
angry.
You are not
yeah, that
sorry.
That wouldn't be a girlfriend anymore. It'd be a... girlfriend.
All right, Shoehorn. No need to take this away from being a family show. So, okay, right now on Conversation Digest, each and every time at this week, what we saw on the way to the studio. What we saw on the way to the studio.
What is that one place called? The Grand Canyon? It's not the Grand Canyon. It's not the Taj Mahal. It's not something that even matters. It's just what we saw on the way to the studio. No one cares. No one cares. Over there. What we saw on the way to the studio.
It's not nice to say that about your mother, Shoehorn. Each and every week at this time, what we saw on the way to the studio. Shoehorn, since you're such an offensive person speaking mean about your mother, I'm just joking. You didn't... Mrs. Shoehorn, he didn't say anything bad about you at all. I'm just joking, if you're listening. What'd you see on the way to the studio, Shoehorn?
I saw a deer about 3 feet away from my car just having a little snack.
A female deer.
Wait a minute. What was it eating? Roaches?
Ditch gravel? I don't know.
That is...
ditch
gravel. Well, okay, so it was by your car? Is this made up?
No,
Should have fed that horrible, hideous picture to that deer. Maybe it would... go through its colon and actually come out looking better than what it does right now.
No, just driving
that's
down.
That's not nice. Is it K-Man?
We'll flip a coin every time. You should ask.
All right.
Is that nice?
Was that nice? Flip a coin.
Heads, yes. Tails, no.
He's going to drop it.
I almost did.
Idiot.
That was nice.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, so we're using the two-faced mentality to determine whether or not what I say is nice or mean. K-Man, you're a blowhard and you're an idiot. Take a flip to see what that was, nice or mean. Indecisive, we do not know. 8-Ball says all point.
That was nice.
Unbelievable. See, I like that. That's it's not arbitrary either, because it's chance. It's not arbitrary. There's no absolute choice there. So, okay, we're done with Shoehorn's made-up story. Did you really see a deer eating something by your car?
Yeah, it was on W, just a little bit down the road from Taco Bell.
Was it a buck, and was it owned by Herb Cole?
No, and I don't know.
Okay, well, it's not tough to figure out if it's a male deer or not. First of all, horns. Second of all, it has a handle underneath. So, okay, Dr. Ren, what did you see on the way to the studio this evening?
I think it's not so important what I saw, but what I did not see. I was halfway to the studio when I realized that I came straight from my workshop here. I didn't stop in the house, and I don't have my driver's license
what?
On me.
Oh.
It is because I don't. You know, I empty my pockets when I go out into the shed because I'm working with, you know, tools and stuff. So for the first time in a long time, I was like driving 27 miles an hour and not my normal 36.
Well, then the cops already knew there was something going on then.
So I did not see a single police officer on the drive from the fortress to here. And I am anticipating, hoping to not see one on the drive back from here to the fortress.
Well, hopefully they're not one of the people that are listening on our live stream right now, because they know D. Rent and his vehicles. So, K-Man, what did you see on the way to the studio this evening?
I saw a white Ford Bronco riding my car real close for about 12 miles.
Was Cato Kalin in the back of that white Ford Bronco?
It was a Ford Bronco, and it was right behind me.
Are you serious?
As soon as I got on the highway until I got off of it on Bridge Street.
Okay.
They were right behind me.
And where does this story go?
To the edge of Bridge Street.
I don't know. Okay, so what did I see on the way to the studio? Not much. I did see a leaf that was traipsing across. It caught a wind like a sail on the boat of Columbus. It caught a wind. It was traipsing across the street. I thought it was a little animal. And you know my take on killing. I can't do it. It doesn't matter what it is. Even a really annoying neighbor, I can't do it. You know, spiders I cannot kill. I can go flies, I can go mosquitoes, and that's the extent of what I can kill. Those centipedes, those hideous centipedes that are in my house sometimes, and sweet little willow pop scurries around schnauzing after them. So then I can't kill them. I take them outside. Of course, then they freeze to death out there in the middle of winter. But this thing was not an animal, it was a leaf. Can I get a little bit of ambience music? And also, by the way, the song I asked for, The Young Ones.
I already played it.
Well,
in its entirety.
All right, is this gin and juice?
No, it's Who Am I?
Can I get some gin and juice, please?
You'll get gin and juice.
What else do we have on there? We have any Beyonce?
No.
All right, how about...
She'll be at the Super Bowl.
Chipmunks.
I didn't even know you played that last week. You know why he got away with that last week? Because I don't want Simon or Alvin talking when I'm talking. So what happened was...
Wait, I didn't play it last week.
Yes, you did.
We
were on for about 20 minutes last week, remember, and I burned out because I got here like at 10:30, 10:40. Dr. Ren wasn't on.
I didn't play the Chipmunks.
I heard it on the way here. Wasn't that
live? That's because I played it right off.
He played it live. He literally...
Why would you do that?
Because it worked out really good.
It worked.
But that was an archived episode. You can't screw around with that.
I just played it.
But it was the third time we had listened to the archived episode tonight.
Yeah. Because I played it already at 7. And it was only a 25-minute.
All right. No need to go into story mode here.
We were having a good time.
So, until I got here. I understand. I'm in a horrible mood. Wait. Shut up. Is that nice or mean?
Yeah.
Flip for the coin.
It was
mean. All right. Well, generally speaking, I've been nice more than mean, so eat it. What we're going to do right now at this time is we're going to go into the whole cold and flu episode that we've done every year for existence at WNRBLP. It's been 5 years going on 20 that we've been doing a show here. So... Before we go any further, I'd like to thank our underwriting sponsors. Can you not do that, though? Well, she sounds attractive.
I'll just stop it all.
That's what you said about her earlier. And I think that, you know, that...
Well, I had to listen to him, and that...
I think that's a bit
if
ridiculous.
If I had to listen to her coughing
times,
it'd be
great. You know I'm in a bad mood, so why are you continuing? Shoehorn?
What are you doing?
I got to see the underwriting sponsors.
You can't see it from there?
We already have enough... No.
It's behind the phone.
I didn't put it there.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. Okay, enough of the, whatever. I'm just brought to you by Missionary Church of Jesus Christ, Coleman and Lee's Grocery Store, Universal Home Healthcare, Inspired Home Care, LLC, Allied Health Lower Chiropractic Center, Wassa Auto, Auto Select, Wayne Searing Insurance, and Lee Quality Home Care.
This is on October 26th of 2012.
All right. So, and then at the end of that, okay, Shoehorn, apparently you don't know. It's my chair. Apparently you don't know about the rule at WNRBLP that if you have candy in the building of the WHMA, you're supposed to share with everybody.
Yeah, so go find a girl named Candy, bring her in
but
here.
But I will say this. That it being cold and flu season, you couldn't pay me enough to eat that candy that you've been slobbering all over. Did you say you thought your mother was listening?
She might be. I set up her computer so she can, like, you know.
Oh, like your mom doesn't know anything about computers? Is that what you're saying?
She knows about computers. She
Sonny
just
Boy
know
thinks he knows everything. What are you
to,
looking at, K-Man?
Stream to listen.
I'm really paranoid tonight. Who's talking about me?
I was the entire night off the air.
All right. Well, if you gotta get rejuvenated, just slather some hand sanitizer on your face and go to town. We got an ugly cat with an ugly snake body and a rattler drawn by a 10-year-old, and I want to burn it, but I'm not going to because that would be a fire hazard. So, okay, man, what do we got going on with the cold and flu situation? Is
coughing.
Now, was this H1N1 swine flu? Was that legitimate, or was that just Obama trying to get his health care plan
that
passed?
That was legitimate.
What are you, the Joker back from 89?
Well, it was already passed.
It was legitimate. I know, but he was trying to garner support for it. Clearly, the consent was by a smaller margin of society than those who actually... people. I'm not saying which way someone should vote. I'm not doing that.
Have you seen society? We do seriously need to start thinning the herd. So, you know...
Well, I don't want to be the one that decides who should live and who should die.
Hence the swine flu.
So... But in
the bird flu,
it was so blown out of proportion. It was an absolute. They said it was a pandemic. I would say it barely surpassed what we would call an epidemic. Pandemic, my tuchus. My horse, or no, my pig's butt. I don't think it was a pandemic. By the way, did I mention it was Sweet Little Willapop's birthday this weekend?
Yes.
She's a Scorpio. K-Man's birthday is on October 30th.
Oh, now you gave it away.
What time are you born at, by the way, K-Man?
12 something.
Is there a chance that someone... Wait a minute, 12 in the afternoon?
Yeah.
You were an afternoon sandwich baby?
Yeah.
Lunch? He was a lunch baby.
I wanted to get out and have a sandwich.
I was an early morning... early morning breakfast baby, because me and the confliction... That's productive.
I think you got a little phlegm up.
Are
in
these
that
the
one.
Same ones we played last year?
Yes.
Okay.
We decided against this specific one.
We decided against it. Why did we decide against it? Because it was too productive?
It almost sounded like he was coughing out of another orifice.
All right, K-Man. Let's be an adult here.
That's the best I can put
What's
it.
What's wrong with you? I mean, this
I'll
is
still
ridiculous.
Play it. I don't care.
If you were going to school, it would be called no class. Whatever that
just
means.
Just in summer.
So, the flu, who has had the flu so far this year?
Don't jinx everyone.
Don't talk to everyone. Because they don't want to hear it. I had the flu, I think. I'm pretty sure I had the flu because I had it for like 3 weeks. No.
Was it gastrointestinal flu?
No.
I think Mrs. Rent had something, you know, because she works with kids. And you know,
yeah,
you
well.
Just look at one of those and you're sick.
That's like a rat during the plague. These kids, they spread germs like crazy.
And one was so sick he, like, you know, threw up in the library. And it's, of course, the librarian that went to clean it saw it, and she threw up. And so now, you know.
The chain reaction.
Never a dull moment.
Very seldom
at
do
the
I get
this. Southwest Oklahoma City Library.
I don't get the stomach flu, though. When I get the flu, usually it's a really bad sore throat, which, by the way, we've talked about this in past years during the flu and cold episode, that just because you don't throw up and just because you don't have to sit on the throne a lot, that doesn't mean that you don't have the flu.
There's different types of flus.
There are different types of flus. Now, who in here is going to get a flu vaccination? Shoehorn?
Never have, never will.
Well, they don't have to shoot your butt cheek with it, so don't worry about that part of it. Or maybe that's the part of it you would like. I don't...
Sign me up.
I do not know. But they shoot you in the arm. I'm going to get a flu shot. Dr. Rent, do you get flu vaccinations or don't you believe in that?
I don't do any medications if I can avoid it.
Oh,
so
I do.
If I don't take medications when I'm sick, why would I take one when I'm healthy?
No, the flu shots is what they think would be the biggest strain of flu. So you're just immunized from that one, not all of them.
Probably the most educational moment coming from the K-Man in the History of Conversation Digest.
Don't worry.
He's absolutely...
I'll erase that
no,
later with stupid
there
statements.
There is no erasing that in post. Just,
no, no.
I'll, but you're right, though. I mean, you're absolutely right. The one that they think is going to be the most predominant, they're going to say, hey, look, let's counter... Okay, clearly he has something.
Even with that tidbit of knowledge, he's still not out of the hole he dug himself earlier this evening.
Played a kids' bop song.
What's wrong with you? Oof, that one resonates with the masses. He's a real crowd pleaser. No, he's a real crowd sneezer. So every year, one of the best episodes. Do you remember that one year, about 3 years ago, we had that still frame photo of a sneeze?
It's just like a cone coming out. Like,
yes. And if you think that you're in a massive, if you're in a mass of people, and again, population control, I know what a lot of people say. Dr. Ren, you think it's necessary, right? I'm gonna say I can't support it, but I know a lot of people do. I think Barack Obama does, if I'm not mistaken. But
not my president.
Well, he's your boy, K-Man.
He is.
Just like Jordy Nelson from the Green Bay Packers.
Yeah.
So, but I think that when you see this photo, the still frame photo of the sneeze, it's absolutely disgusting. Maybe you're in a crowd at the theater, at the mall. That's a mistake in the first place, going to the mall. What are you going to do? Go and get some headbands at that Deb store? Is that what you're going to do? You going to get
that store still there?
I do not know, but are you going to get an oversized... are you going to do this? You're going to get an oversized soft pretzel with about a spoon... I know, Shoehorn, you want to say something, but, you know, take your turn. Take a number. Are you going to grab a huge pretzel and have one teaspoonful of melted cheese and then run out of the cheese after one bite? Is that what you're going to do? All right, Shoehorn, what do you want?
I think the only reason anyone needs to go to the mall is to get themselves a sports spatula.
Well, wait a minute. There's a video game store. What is a sports spatula? If a football melts and you have to scrape it off the sidewalk.
Is that what a woman wearing a sports bra wears when she gets home?
That's how she gets it off if she's all sweaty and it's stuck to her bosoms.
Oh, I think it's...
Can you say that on the air?
The correct term is actually a sportula.
But you're not helping.
Oh, that's how you get a jock strap off if it's stuck to
last
your...
Last time I frequented the mall. There was a...
Are those
spatulas
sports?
With sports logos on them.
Oh.
How many?
You could buy gift packs.
Hey, we haven't dropped anybody. As Willow Pop would say, that's effing awesome. You can say that in the air, can't you? Why can't you? I didn't say a bad word.
Maybe.
Why wouldn't you be able to? I didn't say anything wrong. They do that all the time on Sesame Street. What happened to my computer? I mean, the station's computer. What happened to it?
Screen turns off after 10 minutes.
Just like you with a girl.
10? Wow.
10 girls. I turn off then.
Grats.
So here's a story. I hate the picture on the cork board. B, this is your station, WNRBLP Wausau.
You can have it if you want it.
WNRBLP.org, broadcasting live all across America, all across the world. This is your official cold and flu episode for this year, 2012, of our Lord. Also,
it's the calendar.
Yeah. And I know that H1N1 was supposedly, according to the mainstream media, which now is they're deluding us with false information about candidates. You know, clearly we can't say who to vote for on this show. We cannot do that. We will not do that. But, K-Man, who do you like between Romney and Obama in this cold and flu season?
Well, since I'm a raging liberal.
You sound like Michael Bowman's brother, Steve Bowman.
That's what I was trying to do.
No, you weren't.
Don't
lie to me, Argentina. Okay, spit it out. Who's your guy?
We already said my boy was Obama.
And Dr. Rent, you like Obama, right?
I don't know that I like him, but...
He's your preference.
That's of the two evils, he appears to be the lesser evil.
I can only imagine, like with Dr. Rent's number, I'm wondering if that's one of those things that you just try to say to get me angry.
Well, the number's going to be 10 when we get there.
All right. Because I don't know, I just don't see how you could support Obama, but I mean, that's your prerogative. But, Shoehorn, what about you? Walter Mondale
poor,
is not an option.
Why.
What?
If you know, I'm poor.
If I had to choose between the two, I'd have to go with Obama as well.
What is? Oh,
Oh, 3-1, 3-1.
What do you mean? If you had to choose, you do.
He's not going to. He's not going to vote.
There's other options on the ballot.
Okay, just be careful how you. Hey, just be careful how we say this. You can't tell people who to vote for.
Oh yeah, I'm not going to throw any names or anything.
Well, you can say you can say, look, I prefer him over him, but.
Just can't encourage other people to prefer him over him.
Yeah.
I don't even know who I'm voting for yet, but it probably will not be either of the two candidates that have a chance of winning.
Whoa, why would you waste your vote on a write-in or a third? Why do people do that? This whole Ron Paul phenomenon.
Should I be casting my vote for who I want to vote for or who...
That's a waste. No, I can't say who you should... Shoehorn!
I'm not even saying... I don't mean names.
He just threw us into a world of pain and... And breaking rules. You can't say stuff like that, Shoehorn. Shoehorn is pretty new on radio, so he doesn't yet know what you can and can't do in a community radio station.
So, knows a lot more than other people.
Shut up. Flip the coin. Was that mean or nice?
Mean.
Oh, I'm sorry, Shoehorn. I apologize.
I lost my train of thought now.
So this is your cold and flu episode. Who does what when they get sick? I pamper. I cry and complain constantly. I whimper and I... What came
is
in?
Is that any different than any other day?
Well, yeah, because when I'm sick, I'm, you know, your body actually has a natural reaction. The stimuli, you get depressed. You don't want to do anything because the body's saying, don't do what you would normally do. So if you're the K-man, you're not going to get denied by women. You're not going to play video games constantly.
So if you're not going to do what you normally do, you're probably happy, chipper, and productive.
Well, that's a good point because I am usually kind of down and out. Do I ever just depress people that are around me?
You have a cone of depression.
Dr. Ren, have you ever been around me thinking, boy, this guy is a real downer? You have before?
I'm trying to think of when I haven't.
Okay, Shoehorn? He's trying to figure out how he can say this without getting me angry.
Was the question, can I think of times you weren't depressing, or can I pinpoint one time
I
you
just
were?
Think of it more of me being a realist, gay man.
There was a two-week span where you're just happy-go-lucky.
When was this? Was I unemployed?
No, you were about to be employed.
Oh, that, yeah.
It was strange and weird, and I didn't know what was going on. I thought the world was ending.
Was that several years ago? Oh, that, yeah. Wow, that was ridiculous.
Yeah, you were happy, and you loved life, and you were living life.
Oh, by the way, someone said hi to me on Facebook that I thought had defriended me because, well, I knew we were still friends on Facebook, but I thought he hated me because I didn't like who he likes for voting, and he said hi to me today. It's like, yes, I'm... Wait a minute. Shared Conversation Digest status. WNRBLP.org broadcasting live 24/7 unless someone trips in the cord, which used to happen a lot, didn't it?
Cord tripping.
Can someone please take down the cat snake? I hate it. Oh,
just
my
don't
gosh.
Look at it.
Shred it and put in the cage of a hamster gerbil. Because that's as good as that thing's good for. Okay.
That's what it sounded like.
That's Serena Williams coughing. Are these legitimate?
I don't know.
Well, what do you do to alleviate your... Because you were just sick about...
I thought this was the two of you one day doing nothing, creating the background noise to use at some future date.
Yeah, we weren't feeling so well that day.
I think this one was you.
What do you do to alleviate your pains and discomforts when you're ill?
I take more naps than I usually do. Take some NyQuil during the day and just nap. And drink chicken soup. And watch more TV.
Oh, that's a sausage. Okay. Whew. Also, K-Man, you're the king of what on Facebook? What is that supposed to mean?
Hail
to the king, baby, and then did you see what I said?
That you were stinking or something.
I said you were the king of stink and stupidity.
Did you see what I said after that?
No, didn't really care. Didn't care enough to care.
I don't know why we're yammering about what... I said, I already knew you were the king
it's
of those
It's called filler,
already.
Man. It's called filler.
Ugh.
Cold and flu episode, it's a typical... Ooh.
We don't have much time left to 11.
Oh, Dr. Rent, why don't we go and do your number, which is 10?
The number is 10. So the point of the Dr. Rent number of the night is I pick a number from current events. I ask the K-Man, he doesn't get it. I ask the condition, he doesn't get it. We will, you know... Ask you
Shoehorn.
Won't get it.
That's Shoehorn.
Shoehorn will ask him and he won't get it. Then I'll explain the number and then the condition will get upset.
Okay. Apparently, I think what I'm going to say is what I think. Okay, man, go ahead. You go first. You go first, girl.
10 yards to the first down?
Oh, jeez.
Eh.
10 inches is what they're going to take off of each lane on Grand Avenue to make room for the bikers.
Eh.
Okay.
10 weeks until they stop road construction on going out of town towards W here?
Eh. However, you're the closest because it has something to do with road construction.
And the water that's been wasted?
Wausau Daily Herald reporter Amanda Seitz has been doing an undercover investigation. And today the headline of the paper showed what the investigation was. And the Thomas Street project, you know, they were going to widen Thomas into four lanes?
Mm-hmm. Which is probably a good idea.
Which got put on the back burner a little bit because it turns out that the 10 houses that the city has already purchased to widen Thomas Street, they didn't follow the proper procedure in buying those houses. And because of that, not only are they not getting federal highway funds for that expansion, Wausau is kind of like on the...
the watch list now.
Is on the watch list for federal highway funds and may not get any federal money in a while.
It means no road construction.
Aren't they planning...
Nothing about the bike lanes.
Wait a minute. That does have a huge impact on Grand Avenue then, doesn't it?
Potentially.
You know, who's in charge of this?
That's what we're trying to figure out, because some of it was from previous staff. And well, then the question is, who is in charge of it? Because there's no project manager for the Thomas Abbott Street. You know, it's a street that's going to be in the future. So the city figured, well, it's technically not, you know, we haven't even applied, you know, for the federal funds because we don't know when we're going to do it. So we'll just buy the houses. But apparently you have to go through certain steps when you're buying houses for a federally funded project. And some, you know, Einstein.
Oh, our heads going to roll?
One would hope. Considering that Wausau has essentially lost $15 million to do Thomas Street, and now they're going to have to somehow find a way to pay for it out of your tax money.
I think Wausau doesn't surprise me anymore, because we just found out about how many millions of gallons of water being wasted. Now we're finding out about millions of dollars that we're not...
But I did send you that I did text you the update on that water issue. They found the leak.
There seems to be something wrong. How does Wausau Waterworks not know where that leak is immediately?
Well, apparently the leak was leaking close to Boss Creek out by the tech, so it was like leaking into a creek.
Bruce Springsteen's Creek.
And what's funny is about 2 years ago, a guy who lives next to that creek and who has lived there his entire life thought it was odd that in this massively cold winter...
It
hadn't frozen over. It was still thawed. And they called the city and the DNR, and the DNR said, oh.
And the liberals probably said, global warming.
Well, it was because it was leaking 1.4 million gallons a day. Well, yeah, that's not going to freeze.
So we ever determined what kind of money we wasted with that little shenanigan?
It's around $800,000.
Well, it's not as bad as the 50. Well, here's the story, though. The $15 million for the road expansion that we're not going to get from the federal... That's just money we're not going to spend. So I guess, in essence, the roads are going to get crumbly, which they already are anyway. Wausau, is it just me, or are they kind of shooting themselves in the foot like Barney Fife? Is Wausau Barney Fife?
No, because Barney Fife only had one bullet.
Plus, he was funny. Wausau's not funny. Rib Mountain
Wausau
and Rothschild.
Wausau shoots itself in its foot, and it's still got five more rounds.
Well,
other feet.
I like Don Knotts, but... Well, so cold and flu episode, sneezing and hacking and coughing and wheezing and blah. Not that this episode's had much to do with being sick, but now that we talked about Wausau, I am a little bit sick. The money.
I don't think when you replay this one, the chipmunks is going to work.
Dr. Wren.
Chipmunks are sneezing and coughing.
This on Grand Avenue, all these homes and that greenhouse that are being demolished. What's going on with that situation?
That was somebody bought that property, and they're just, you know, it's an old building. They're tearing it down, and they're hoping that somebody will buy the vacant lot for redevelopment.
So, but, okay.
That's not a city project. That's a private.
But who's going to want to have a business on Grand Avenue when we're having these situations where development is so discouraged because of the situation we just got ourselves in Wausau? And why wouldn't they go to Rib Mountain, or why wouldn't they go to Weston or some other place that actually encourages businesses to come in?
Maybe they'll just build apartments.
I think I am officially going to cry. Shoehorn, when's the last time you were sick beyond belief and wanted to just do yourself in?
I was sick.
Was that mean, like, or was that nice?
Like 2 weeks ago, but not like do myself in sick.
It was nice.
All right. So from now on, what we're going to do is we're going to do the nice or mean. That was a good theory you had. By the way, I didn't hear at all what you said. I was kind of...
Well, he was waiting for the results.
Was me ignoring him, was that mean or nice?
Nice.
All right, excellent. So I did you a favor. So what did you say again, Shoehorn?
I was sick like 2 weeks ago.
What'd you have, mononucleosis from kissing ugly girls?
I don't know.
That was so mean. Why did I say that? If your mother is listening, she thinks I'm such a jerk. I'm sorry, Mrs. Schuster. I apologize.
Well, what's that sickness everybody's getting from the tainted drugs?
Narcotics addiction?
You know what I'm talking about.
I know what you're talking about.
Meningitis.
Yes.
Yes.
What about California? Are you kidding me? Yeah. I like that. Okay, so do we know... We had the... We had the Halloween episode last year, right? Next week's episode will be the Halloween episode. So, you know, batten down the hatches and be ready for that. Don't be too afraid. Sweet little Willipop's wearing a collar right now that just says boo all over the place.
Bring your own candy.
What about Inception? Was that Christopher Nolan, wasn't it?
This is new. I put in today.
I wasn't clearly
just
visibly happy
the
about Inception.
Effect, though.
Wasn't all that
apart from the music.
I kind of like that. Plus the nice flip of the coin. That will be a regular on this show, by the way.
Okay.
Unlike you. Sorry, are you getting walking papers today? I'm gonna get a monkey to. Just kidding, K-Man.
We're getting a rattle cat to a rattlesnake cat to replace you.
I think it's hideous.
I'll just wear that mask next week. And just go meow, and shake a rattle.
Meow, hiss.
I think we were like rear hiss. And some coughing because
rear
know.
Hiss. Did you guys come down together?
No.
Where is your car at?
I had to park in the other lot because it was full when I got here.
What was going on here?
Lots of people were here.
Why?
I don't know.
Was it a meeting?
Not sure.
Did you ask?
No.
That's real hard to figure out then, isn't it?
I walked in and then just went into the back room.
Is Pedro here?
Not that I know of.
I don't trust people anymore.
I haven't trusted people in close to 35 years.
Well, WNRBLP. WNRBLP.org and broadcasting live from the WNRBLP studios, which are inside WNRBLP. You are listening to WNRBLP Wausau 93.3 FM. Free people, free radio.
We're going to keep going?
I don't know. I mean, I'm kind of burned out with life right now. How many people are still three?
Two.
Oh, somebody dropped off. Whatever, I don't care anymore.
If you want us to keep going, drop off and come back on exactly 30 seconds later.
Was it Mrs. Schuster? She hates me. Can you text her and see if she hates me?
She's probably asleep right now.
What, you know Mrs. Shoehorn's sleeping patterns? That's kind of creepy.
No, I don't watch through windows. I said I don't.
So what do you do when she tosses and turns? Do you just kind of...
I don't know.
Do you just kind of stop looking because it gets getting boring or what?
No, I'll sit there all night with night vision goggles.
Ugh.
I go through so many AA batteries, it's not even funny.
All right, well...
For the night vision goggles.
As does your girlfriend.
She doesn't have any
of those. Are D's. Wait, what are we talking about?
I don't even know what's going on anymore. I've had so much coffee today, I want to cry. I'm bursting at the seams with caffeination.
Should I play the ender then?
Well, I think that the Halloween episode, I don't know how long that's going to be because...
Are we required to come in costume for that?
I think we should be.
Okay. I'll come in and see.
Have we thought about adding a picture portion to WNRBLP.org?
No.
We can decide what goes on there.
If I'm having my picture on there, I'm doing this.
Oh, I've got the one whammy. That, yeah. Like my phone picture of you, where it's you wearing this as a corsage.
Oh, geez, you still have that one.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, I actually assigned it to you, so like if you call me or text me, it comes up.
I didn't think that was a corsage, I thought it was a wardrobe malfunction.
It looks like a little flower.
My co-pilot is Janet Jackson.
He looks like Sam.
No, Barnes. Your co-pilot is stupidity.
Well, she had the wardrobe malfunction.
As I was making,
no,
that's what I was
functioned just fine.
That's what I was making reference to. You dunce. Was that nice or mean? I called you a dunce.
Mean.
Oh, but it was necessary.
It was mean.
We
though.
Should have a necessary unnecessary coin.
No, only one.
I can bring in like a D20, and then you guys can like figure out.
Ooh. On a scale of 1 to 20.
Pleased to meet you.
What does that mean? Oh.
He's rolling the dice to find out what he...
What's that in reference to, Shoehorn?
Gary Gygax, Futurama.
Yes.
Gary Guy.
Gygax.
Here's something.
Guy
here's
Gags.
Here's a friend of mine that lives out in Vegas. I love her post on Twitter.
I just realized that I'll be 92 when Zeef Cochrane invents warp drive. What's that in reference to?
Zefren Cochrane. Star Trek.
Oh.
I watched First Contact the other day again.
First Contact was good.
So how old will you be when he invents warp drive?
Is that the one with the Borgs?
Yes.
That's a really good movie.
What year does he do that? Do I have to find that out?
We were going to ask Siri how you make napalm, but we were afraid that if we did, she would just call Homeland Security.
Well, and that's the thing is, you know. All right, let's go and play the ender. I'm just too depressed. I can't do this anymore.
2063. So we have like 52 more years.
For what?
Before Zefram Cochrane invents warp drive.
Wasn't that person in, what movie was that in?
Star Trek First Contact.
But First Contact was after 2063.
They went back in time. Because the Borg went back in time to simulate Earth. So they followed them back in time. You wanted to know!
The second best Trek movie involving time travel.
Don't they all?
No, the one from San Francisco, because I lived there, and I was actually dating a Trekkie at the time, and it was so funny because I hadn't seen the movie yet, and we're walking through San Francisco, and we're in front of Winchell Donuts, and she just stops me and goes, "Do you know where we are?" And I'm like, "Market Street?" "No, do you know where we are?" And I'm like, "By Winchell Donuts?" "No, this is where Chekhov was asking people if they knew where nuclear vessels were."
He was asking a police officer with his Russian accent.
Nuclear vessels.
He can't pronounce V's. Nuclear vessels.
Oh.
Okay, I'll just play
that. Oh, I don't even know what's going on. Wait a minute. The newest one, that was time travel. That was a really good movie. That was a really good movie. Hello?
That was First Contact, wasn't it? The newest one?
No.
Oh, the 2009 one.
That was not canon with you.
Oh, that was the one where it was...
Don't talk to me about canon, you nerd.
That was the prequel. That was the prequel one. But the only thing I didn't like about that one, they total a Corvette.
Well, that's true.
We threw it into a gravel pit.
Well, each and every week at this time, we sneeze and we cough and we talk about stuff that probably doesn't matter, but Conversation Digest broadcasting live on WNRBLP, 24/7 live streaming, WNRBLP.org. We'll be back next week for the Friday Halloween episode. You are listening to WNRBLP Watts 93.3 FM.
Just got done listening to Conversation Digest. This is the end. You can go do stuff now. Or go to the website famousashtray.com in a little bit of time to listen to again and 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 again. And maybe one more time.